Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today's date is August the 23rd, 2018. We have a live show for you today, and I think it's a very, very, very important show today. Today's show is The Purgatory Awaiting the United States Will Be Globally Murderous. Is the name of today's show, and I think it's extremely, extremely important, this show, because there's a lot of different things that are happening in the, what I term the purge of the U.S. is really, really rampanting and picking up, and I want you all to be as prepared as possible, take a look at some things, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to get in. So everyone, please, let's appreciate this network that we have, because we're able to come to together, because Black Talk Radio Network was put together with you in mind. It is a holistic grassroots, you know, radio network, one of the few that still exists that serve our overall demographics, your demographics, and it was purposely created for you. So we have to support it. If you could go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and just make a donation there. That way the network will continue to be on air, and the programs that you have deemed as being necessary and important will remain on air and be able to grow. We need to do that. Got to support this network, or else it won't be here. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected from your overall information being data mined to use against you by way of selling your information to any and everyone, from solicitors to just whatever there is that's out there, to hackers, to everything else. And also where people could actually look at your overall your overall page and everything else, and make determinations about you. And so many people don't realize how many people have been adversely affected by that for the overall pleasure of social gossip. Yes, they say that that platform was created for this and for that, but the real intentions of it is what's always overlooked and understated. And that's what adversely affects us. So come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about that, because there's a membership for only $24 a year. You can engage in all of your social media activities that you would otherwise engage in a very harmful way on the major platforms such as Fedbook, aka Facebook, Telling, aka Tweeting, and all of the other ones. You can definitely, because you're going to be telling on yourself and everything else. You can do that without having that overall problem. You know that BTR community would never sell your information to anyone. It's a membership. And there you could post within reason. You could post things that you think are important, things that you could post things about your business, yourself, things that you think that are relevant and things that you think that needs to get more public exposure. You could do that at BTR community. You can do your social media engagements without being as adversely affected. So come on over. $24 a year is all that it costs. It supports the network. It supports the platform. And we need to grow the membership as well. It's the only place that I post. Okay. Also, now is the time for you to really, really buckle down and to start to save money. And money comes in different forms, but it's really important that you do save money. Another very important form, one of the most perfect forms of money, is the precious metals. You can do that at Prosperity Mint. Go to www.prosperitymint.com, M-I-N-T, Prosperity, and then mint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email them at info@prosperitymint.com and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio listener. Dave told me to give you a call. And they will not use your information for anything other than to make sure that you understand the overall buying process is to your advantage. Trust me on that, that you do that. And that would be the only reason to look at what's in inventory there and make your purchase. But please make sure you do email and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener before you make the purchase. Very, very, very important, okay, that you do that. All right. Also, on September the 15th and 16th in Dallas is going to be the Legacy Wealth Management Family Structure Seminar. If you would like to be engaged in that, you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. wolf6pack1@gmail.com is going to be a two-day seminar on how to properly get structured. And that is very, very, very important in today's world. And then I will give a presentation on Sunday as well. Would love for some of you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, if you're in the Dallas area or if you would like to come in for September the 15th, just, you know, email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. I'll send you the information for you to sign up and get the information to be a part of that seminar. Very, very, very important, that seminar. All right. So wanted to hurry up. We're going to jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. Purgatory awaits the United States will be, the purgatory awaiting the United States will be globally murderous is the title of today's show. And I made that title of today's show because my good brother, Pastor Keith, is in the building. So he's going to be calling in. I'm going to, you know, make him call in and say a little something. He's pretty shy, but he's hanging out today. And he looked at me real, real strange when I said, the purgatory awaiting the United States will be globally murderous. He like, son, where you going with this? So Pastor Keith is here, a good friend of mine. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Very, very important show. You know, I say that a lot, but it really is, especially for what's going on. And it's the reason why we actually put this show together, to give you some heads up, some warnings about what's going on. And I would just say some warnings are just can be perilous to ignore. If someone has a minefield laid out and they don't put up signs that it's a minefield, it would be perilous for a lot of people if they don't heed the overall warnings, or if the minefield warning is up and people don't heed that warning. It can be very, very perilous for those that don't heed it. If there's a sign saying building demolition, implosion in 5 hours, and some person decides to go hide and play hide-go-seek on the 20th floor of a 100-story building on the implosion, that could be a perilous sign to ignore. Well, there are a lot of perilous signs that are happening and being given to us and to you all collectively and individually about what's going to be going on geopolitically. And to me, is the most important thing, one of the most important things that are facing us right now. Because the overall influence of what's going to, of the warning of actually the overall dangerous, perilous dangers that are going to be befalling everyone is going to be so influential and is going to affect so many people. Many will have wished at the moment that they stepped in the minefield and they heard the first click they were going to say, uh-oh, I wish I would have read the sign. Then boom, there goes your leg. Then as the first implosion in the building on the 20th floor, as they start to hear the building start and the implosion start coming down, and they try to run to the overall stairway to get out of the place, they realize that 20 floors up and the overall 22nd floor is now on the 21st, coming down on the 20th floor. They will say, uh-oh, I wish I would have heeded the warning. Same exact same thing, and the system is giving a lot of warnings about, and they're telling you what they're going to do. And it's not anything new. It's just a repeat of what's been done before, because we're talking about controlling people. And there's a method and a madness that goes along with that, psychological, you know, and it's really driven by sociopaths and psychopaths. So the psychopaths and sociopaths are telling, here we come. And the thing is that it probably would be wise to heed those warnings and do everything that you possibly can to prepare. Don't make any excuses, because no excuse will be able to withstand the overall the overall ramifications of what is going to be befalling us. So you have to look at who you are, where you are, what you can do, and do everything that you can. Don't allow your overall, what I like to say, your wild mind to work against you. You do what you can, but that doesn't mean that you don't do as much as you possibly can with the holding on to the excuse of, oh, that's all I could do. Because you know, truly know, you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to me, you can lie to that person, any person, but you can't lie to yourself, okay? So make sure you are absolutely doing, and then wherever things fall is where they will fall, and you'll be in a better position, because psychologically, mentally, and spiritually, you have built yourself up to endure this physically so that it won't transfer into your overall spiritual existence. And I think that's very, very important. So we're going to jump into today's show. Let me hit a couple of things of what's in the news, some major news that came out yesterday, and this is from Reuters. Germany urges EU payment system without the United States to save Iran deal. Major, major story is going to be the backbone of today's show. Next article I got from my man TK. Thanks, TK, across the pond. He sent me this from Anti-Media. Mainstream media finally concedes defeat on Yemen, ends blackout of coverage. Check out that article. And there's a reason why they're ending the blackout on coverage, because this is all a part of the momentum towards World War III that's going to lead into what I call GW1, Global Nuclear War One. And that's what's going to happen on many different fronts. And it's going to be a very, very deadly war that is not just going to be fought by overall military armaments or the past, what we are accustomed to from World War One and World War II. The battlefield has totally changed. The battlefield now is your computer, your cell phone, your TV, your laptop, your devices. All of those things are the battlefield, and all of those devices are going to be used against us all, because in the cyberspace world, that is how you can effectively and efficiently neutralize many, many millions to billions of people relatively easily and quickly. Okay, so check that article out. Next article I got from my man, thanks to my man Carlos. He sent this from RT International, Russia Today International. Trump orders Pompeo to closely study South Africa's land exploration. Excuse me. And this is real, real key. And I'm going to tell you, it's a part of what's going on. There's going to be the battle of the BRIC nations against the U.S. and its one single ally. I don't think the U.S. will have very many allies, and one ally that it will have is because that ally can't go anywhere else, and that'd be Israel. And so everyone else is going to abandon the U.S. And so check out that article. Pretty, pretty telling. Also got another article that goes along with that. Check out that article. Great, great article. Next article I got from Business Insider. The U.S. and China just imposed new tariffs as trade tensions continue to escalate. This is all a part of the setup for why you should be preparing, because the goods. See, the U.S. and China aren't having tariffs. It's actually China and the U.S. having tariffs against your kitchen, your family dinner table, your cupboards, your pantry, your refrigerator, your quality of life and your standard of living, because that's what the overall materials that you have grown accustomed to for your everyday life are going to be suppressed and not coming to you. This is how you have an effective economic famine that's globally reached, that has global reach. And it's not against the U.S. and China. Those aren't even real living people. There is really an established person through contracts and entities. Very, very important. Next article, got this one from antiwar.com. Reordering power in Europe, the Putin-Merkel meetings. Another major. And if you know anything about World War One and World War Two, this is the setup. And I'm going to give some of my overall commentary on what's happening and what's the significance here. And it was just last Saturday that celebrity figure here, president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, made a brief visit to Austria to attend the wedding of the country's minister of foreign affairs. And that's where there was a meeting with Merkel that happened. And believe me, it's all a setup for what's going on. Next part. And Scotty, I don't know if you could. If you could, Scotty, I can't see the board. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, just give us a call, 704-802-5056. I can't see the board because I'm on a different computer, because I want it to be able to have, one that's not going to be slow and everything else. I'm using that for other things right now. So on this, if you would like to get in on the conversation, just say, excuse me, and I will hear you. Scotty, I put in a Twitter posting, and it's a real quick video that I'm going to want to play. I want you to hear what celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is saying, and so this is critical, and if we could play that, that would be great, and we'll play it at the beginning of the show right away so we can get that out the way. Then I want to read something else to you all. So check out that posting, that Twitter posting that I put there, the only one that's there. Next one, Roz posted this, whether warfare could be used to do this again for population control. And I would just like to say there's a lot of volcanism and there's a lot of seismic activity going on right now throughout the globe. There was a couple of earthquakes. There was one in Venezuela, one in Trinidad, one in Oregon, one in, I want to say, the South Pacific. I can't remember exactly where it is. But all of these have been happening over the past couple of days, and some of them have been real significant. I know that the overall Venezuelan one was like a 7.1. The Oregon one Juan de Fuca fault line, which is one fault line that you do not want to go active, because that one, in my opinion, could actually sever the western portion of the United States. The Juan de Fuca became active and had a 6.3 the earthquake the other day, and so there's earthquakes going on. I think there was one also over in the Middle East, I believe over the past couple of days. If my memory serves me right, I know it was one somewhere else. Wouldn't be surprised. I think there was one in Turkey, and that's no surprise from what's going on. So a lot of activity going on. And Rise posted from the New Atlantis how a volcano short cycles Earth's ionosphere to trigger a year without a summer. So check out that article. So, yes, I do definitely believe. Then there was another where Volkswagen has upset the Mexican government because they've altered some of the weather in Mexico, some of the devices they were using. So that is also I tell you, weather can be manipulated by tools of man, created by man, very easily, and they've been doing it for a while. So check out that next article from AP News, and Rise posted this one: the latest Trump says impeachment will cause economic dive. Yep, and that was one of the things that we wanted to take a look at we posted, and want you to hear him say it himself and what that means. Next article from the anti-media, Rise posted: U.S. Senate rejects a call to defund the slaughter of Yemeni's kids. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted from Anti-Media as well. U.S. warns Assad, we will respond if chemical weapons are used. And so here we go with that again, and this is going to move us into that overall space. And then the last article, I believe that's there, I posted this one from Strategic Culture. Russia and Central Africa sign new military cooperation agreement. Russia and the Central African Republic, CAR, signed a military cooperation agreement on the 21st of August. Russian defense minister and his CAR counterpart met on the sidelines of the Army's 2008 Defense Expo outside of Moscow to finalize these agreements. All of these agreements, and if you look at who's making overall agreements, it's all going in one way. And that way is against the overall U.S. and the U.S. interests. And huge, huge things we need to get into today's show. So, Scotty, if you could just play that quick 1 minute and 12 seconds video from that Twitter feed, with if there's an interview that happened earlier this morning on Lying Like a Fox News of celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. I believe it was Lying Like a Fox News. I'm not quite sure. But I know it wasn't a Cerebrally Naive Network. Oh, no, it was the
I got it, Dave. It's but it's kind of low, yes, man. So I hope y'all be able to hear it. I say it's kind of low, so I hope y'all will be able to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. I think we will. Whenever you're ready.
Let's take back power.
If not, I'll just read what he said is what.
Well, you know, I guess it's just something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what. If I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe. In reverse, if Hillary Clinton got elected, instead of 4.1 up, and each point is $3.5 trillion and 10 million jobs. When I took it over, it was at 1, and it was going to be down. It was going down. I freed up. I got rid of regulations. The tax cut was a tremendous thing. But even before the tax cut, right from the first day, I got rid of regulation. I approved the pipelines, 48,000 jobs, but I did a lot of things. Had Hillary and the Democrats gotten in, had she been president, you would have had negative growth. We picked up $10 trillion in worth. China, by the way, has gone down $15 trillion, okay? You know, when I came in, China was a dominant force. Now, they like...
That's it, Dave.
Yeah, that was it. You know what? I want to let me just see. I'm gonna post this other one because I could barely hear it, and this is from CNBC. So I'm gonna post it in here real quick, and it's because I want you to really hear what this guy is saying, and because it's all a part. I'm gonna post it real quick, Scotty, inside of the whenever you get a chance. Just you can pull it up. One second. Let me here it is. I'm going to post it inside another one inside. And then this one is out of YouTube. It's only 2 minutes long. And then everyone will be able to hear it. And I just posted it there. And then while that is happening, give Scotty a chance to see it inside of. And this one came from CNBC. And it's a celebrity figurehead Trump. I just put him there. So, Scotty, if you could just pull that up, that will have a better audio. So, I want you to really, really hear, give Scotty a chance. And I'll just say this. When celebrity figurehead Trump was elected, I had said that I don't think that he would make it through the first term. He'd probably be impeached, and it's going to be a major, major, major market crash. I don't remember if I said I think he would be impeached, but I said I don't think that he would make it through the first term. And I didn't know by how that was going to be. I'm not going to elaborate on what my thoughts were, but I knew that he was put there just for a reason.
Hey,
and
Dave.
He was selected for a reason. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I got it. I was thinking that same thing last night, man. He really don't understand, it seems, some concepts and things, but like me and my moms was talking about him, He acts like a spoiled brat. He's used to getting his way all his life. This is Donald Trump all his life. As a child, as a teenager, as a young man, he's used to getting his way and nobody telling him what to do but his father. That's what I think. And I think he might pull a Nixon. And I really don't think, Dave, that they're going to impeach him, even though it appears, it seems that he committed high crimes and misdemeanors by paying off that Karen McDougal, ex-Playboy woman, and paying off Stormy Daniels, that is a campaign finance violation because you did it during the campaign to cover up the fact to keep these women quiet, you know, and not to go too far off the subject, but how come nobody's talking about that was prostitution, man? Now, Donald Trump is not George Clooney. Right. And I know these women didn't have sex with him because he looked so good or he built so bad. You know what I'm saying? You know they paid him. He paid them to have sex with him, and then to make sure they ain't tell nobody, they got paid again. So they were like double dipping on Trump. You know what I'm saying? Got paid again.
Right, Scotty.
And then Stormy Daniels got greedy. She got greedy. She was like, wait a minute, $150? I can get way more than that. I'm telling it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yep. They're all disgusting, though. I want to say that. He's no more disgusting than they are, a woman who will sleep with a married man for money. You're just as disgusting as Trump. But this is the United States. Hey, this is America. I'm ready, Dave, when you ready.
Yeah, and you know what, Scotty, the whole thing is he's, like you said, he's so used to getting his way and everything else, and this was the personality, this was the psychological profile that the system wanted for what their overall objective was, and he was one of the methods to get there, and so it's all there. So Scotty's ready. I want y'all to hear what celebrity figurehead Trump said in this interview that was actually played this morning. And this
talking
was
about
on,
that.
Here you go. Here it is.
That right now, actually, Fox News recorded an interview with him yesterday. They've been rolling out some chunks of that during the course of the morning this morning. In one of the segments that they've just rolled out, the president talks about the prospect of impeachment and what it might mean for the market. Here's that moment.
I guess it says something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor.
So the president there saying that if he got impeached, the market would crash. Everybody would be very poor. The president also on Fox News talking about the idea of the Department of Justice and FBI investigation into some of his former associates. Remember, this coming in a week in which his former campaign manager was found guilty by a jury. His former attorney pled guilty in New York. And now the president expressing some frustrations with the way prosecutors investigate these crimes, particularly the idea of flipping. Here's what he said.
If you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made, in all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. And I've seen it many times. I've had many friends involved in this stuff. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
So the president there frustrated with the idea of flipping. That's when prosecutors persuade a lower level witness to turn over evidence in order to protect themselves, in order to advance an investigation into somebody higher up the food chain. The president himself, of course, is much higher in the food chain than either Paul Manafort or Michael Cohen. The president expressing some frustration that prosecutors might offer deals to those people lower than him in order to advance an investigation. We'll see how that plays. But, you know, we've been talking this morning about the idea of the market being sanguine despite all these headlines in terms of political uncertainty. The president there suggesting the opposite, suggesting that markets would crash if he was impeached, guys.
All right. I wanted you all to hear that because there was a lot of warnings, and the big warning sign was minefield. Do not enter. And the minefield is this. It's the marketplace. It's the overall man's economy is the minefield right now, and they're going to have people running into that, and they're going to implode it. There's a couple of things that I wanted you to notice that he said. Most thing he said is that flipping should be illegal. And what he just did is there's something that is always said. You got to always be careful what you say, because they're going to use everything against you. He just admitted.
Yes, Dave.
He just admitted that people that flipped on him have criminal activities that he was engaged in, and they were turned by prosecutors for a deal that would benefit them, that they would actually become disloyal and tell the truth about what the crimes that they were committing together. Scotty, did you heard that exact same thing?
Yes. It's a pattern of his, Dave. He has very loose lips, and he's going to sink his own ship.
Right. Because of what you said, Scotty, because he grew up getting his way. He basically thinks that it doesn't matter. I thought this, and so because I thought this, I could do this. And it's me, so what? There's nothing wrong with me doing. And if you heard what he said in the beginning, he said, how can you impeach somebody for doing a good job? They impeach you because you committed a crime, regardless of the job you were doing. It had nothing to do about the job or the perceived job that you think that you're doing. You get impeached because of high crime. But and he just admitted it.
Yeah, Dave,
was an omission.
I really don't see him being impeached unless.
I can see that too, Scotty. Yeah,
unless the Democrats take over the House this year. If they get a majority, he gone, man. He gonna be impeached, but I think that his ego won't let him be impeached. He don't want to go down in history of being impeached. No. So he'll pull a Nixon. He'll resign.
He'll pull a Nixon.
Yeah.
He'll pull a Nixon.
And so, but with the Republicans in control right now, I really don't. It's too many people like him in the Republican Party. Let me put it that way, that are criminals too. All of them, yeah. Yeah, but I just, since he is a Republican right now, I don't see them getting rid of their own guy, because that will really harm them. But who knows if some more evidence, once they flip these people, who knows what they might have on Trump, man. And they may have no choice but to impeach him or lose worldwide credibility.
Which has already been lost by his overall Make America Great mantra and motto. You're so right, Scotty. If we went back to when he was first elected, from one of the shows that we did, I said that I don't think that he's going to make it through his first term, and I said that I know that it's probably going to be, the setup is going to be, they want Pence in, they because he is more of a what, a insider. They're going to use this to say, see, we never need a non-professional politician to ever be in a position of leadership again. Look what the overall celebrity figurehead Trump did when he was in office. So it is all a play. And what Scotty said is that he'll do a Nixon. I definitely see that as being the most plausible thing that would happen. Because remember, he's a spoiled brat. He doesn't have to take this. I don't need you. You need me. And you're not going to be able to send me to any kind of jail or anything else. And so, yeah, I definitely – and it'll be a surprise move as well, because what he'll do is he'll do it from on the run. He'll do it from on the run. And this, the overall market and global and geopolitical turmoil that would cause would be the unraveling and would be the purge of the U.S. because this isn't just going to lead to the overall dirt of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump or anything else. What is really going to lead to is going to lead to some of the bodies of colonialism of the United States as a entity or as a corporation through all of its deals and everything else. And this is where the rest of the world is going to say, no, Trump was a real image of capitalism, of the American capitalistic society, because that's what he personified. I mean, that's what he portrays. That's his image, and this is going to have great ramifications. I mean, the ripple effects from this is going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge.
Dave, you are so right, man.
It's going to affect you and I and everyone else like us. Yes, go ahead, Scott.
You're so right, Dave. He's the perfect symbol of excess. He's the perfect symbol of breaking the rules. He's the perfect symbol of capitalism. You know, and I know most of us been programmed to, you know, look at capitalism versus socialism versus communism and all these other isms and what have you, but I don't know about those other systems, but I do know capitalism is what led to things like slavery. Capitalism is the things that led to genocide. Capitalism has led to massive land thefts and what have you. So you're so right, man.
And incarceration, the prison industrial.
Right. That's slavery. That's slavery.
That's slavery.
Yes.
That's slavery.
So
modern day slavery.
You're right, Dave. You're right. And I said last week, I said
on
that in the United States, I don't know if I said this on the show, but I put out a social media post and I said, you know, capitalism, people practice the religion of capitalism above every other religion. They can tell you they're a Christian. Yep. They can tell you they're a Muslim. They can tell you I'm a Mormon. But their real religion is capitalism. And many people have died and been enslaved under that religion.
Scotty, you had said that when we had the overall show. I forgot what it was because it was a day after you had posted that. I didn't see the post, and then we had a show. I can't remember the name of the show, but it was last week sometime when we were talking about what was it? Real quick, let me go back, and then you had made that same distinction it was last Friday, Financial Friday,
yeah.
And then you had talked about just that, the overall cult following, and when we talked about the different ways of Nazism and everything else, the cult following of capitalism, because the cult following of capitalism leads to people having moral disbasement, where they will actually kill, murder, destroy, rob, and everything for the name of overall capitalism. And that is so true. And now what I really want to do,
I just want to extrapolate with what you're already saying also, because
Scotty, can you hear Keith?
If you can get a little closer to your mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Scotty, would you unmute him inside of I don't know if you're not on the board.
I'm on the board. Is it 469 number?
Yes, the 469. Yeah, if you would unmute him so everybody can hear. One second, Keith.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to extrapolate on that, because what you're saying is also biblical, because that's why the Bible says, the root of all evil is love of money, which is what capitalism does. Capitalism makes desire more and more money, which is right at the root of our evil anyway. So what you have is a synergistic effect of all man seeking after actively the root of all evil to begin with. So I just wanted to say that, because it falls right in terms with what the Bible says.
Yeah, I took it.
Yeah, that's my good friend Pastor Keith, and so yeah, it really is. It's because it's a form of idolatry to power, and the thing about it is an idolatry of power from this standpoint of controlling resources and creating a debt system that enslaves the overall human species. That's what it does. It controls the great creator's money. Out of the love, they have no love. They don't know the power of love. They just love power. And so from that, they use that power to create a counterfeit to money known as debt system, known as cash, known as currency, commonly referred to by most people today and taught to think that man's economy produces money. Cash is king. And that's the overall, you know, I would even say satanic practice of cult rituals of subjugation and enslavement. And it really, really is. And so I wanted to, you know, really express this to everyone because the warning signs are here. They've been here before, and there are things that you should be doing and preparing for that are extremely important that you don't ignore.
Hey, Dave.
You can't ignore. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
What you just said is also biblical. You know, since Pastor Keith wanted to make the Bible connection, what you just said about real money versus man's money and the love of the money. But remember when in the Bible, Jesus held up that coin and said, whose inscription is this? This Caesar's? Oh, okay, that's Caesar. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. You know, he was saying, I don't have nothing to do with this system.
Right. Exactly, Scotty. And that render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and render to the Lord what is the Lord's. And see, what basically was saying, as Scotty was saying there, is that you make your choice. If you're going to render to Caesar, then you're going to be ruled by Caesar. That debt enslavement is always going to be there. Or you can render to what's real and sustainable. The choice is yours. And that is so, so true. And most, you know, I've heard some people say that meant that Christians should be submitting themselves to Caesar. And they just totally missed what Christ was saying there. They missed the whole thing. And it was basically, you want to render to Caesar, then render to Caesar. You submit it to, because you have the free will. Your will is your priority. It is, excuse me, is your prerogative, is your way of yielding. And I'm going to tell you, not even the great creator can go against your will, but your will can't go against the great creator's as well. And it's very, very important. So we need to really, really, really prepare ourselves and look at these things and look at these warning signs, because right now there's a warning sign that the building is about to implode. So don't go up on the 20th floor to hang out, or the 100th floor of a 200 floor building that's going to be imploded, because you won't get out. You're going to be captured and buried in the overall rubble. They're going to pull it. Y'all remember that pull it from 2001 in New York City? You heard them say pull it. They're going to pull it, because they can pull what they create, because they have the overall control over that. So very, very important. Significant thing in today's show is the purgatory awaiting the United States will be globally murderous. And you all have heard me talk about the purge, that the United States, that the rest of the world will turn against the United States in like a purge effect. They actually introduced the purge by way of the movies to everyone, but there was symbolatry that they were giving in that whole overall cinema or actual acting out what their overall objective and methods will be. And basically, it's necessary to murder. It's necessary for man to execute, to exercise that overall ability to become pharaoh, because they had enough. And to use that overall response as a primary response, a necessary primary response for solutions to problems that were created by that same mentality. Basically, they want people to say, hey, it's okay for you to purge. And to purge into the point where you will lose all of your overall moral. You can compromise and remove all of your moral absolutes. You could do whatever it is that you want. Because what are they doing? They're seasoning and they're they're tenderizing everyone for those enactments to
Judge Kavanaugh
go into place.
About his remarkably expansive views on executive authority.
Sorry about that, Dave.
That's okay, Scott.
I'm sorry. I pulled up this video, Dave, because of what you're talking about, the moral debasement. Just, whatever you want to do, the law don't matter because of who you are. That's what this judge...
That's what Trump was saying.
Listen.
And what you were pointing out.
Listen to this video, Dave. This is Senator Schumer who is calling for a postponement of the Kavanaugh nomination based on answers he gave to legal questions concerning. He didn't mention Trump by name, but that we know that's who he was talking about. Listen to this, man. And there's many more people like Kavanaugh. There's some people like Kavanaugh who are already on the so-called Supreme Court. And because over the years, they have made some really, really anti-human rights rulings and what have you. Yeah, so listen to Schumer relaying, it's just 2 minutes, him relaying what Kavanaugh said to him in response to some questions about the executive branch.
As context, Judge Kavanaugh has said that presidents should not be subject to criminal or civil investigations while in office. He said the only remedy for a president who committed a serious crime is impeachment by Congress. So I asked Judge Kavanaugh a more basic question. Does he believe that a sitting president must comply with a subpoena? Let me say that again. I asked him a more basic question. Does he believe that a sitting president must comply with a subpoena or testify or provide records? He would not say that the president must comply with a subpoena. I asked him that in the most extreme situation, a criminal investigation against a sitting president where our national security is at stake, could the investigator subpoena the president? He wouldn't say he would. Now, that was before the news that broke late yesterday. During our meeting, actually, the news broke that President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, implicated the president in a violation of campaign finance laws. The sequence of those two events, Kavanaugh's refusal to say that a president must comply with a duly issued subpoena, and Michael Cohen's implication of the president in a federal crime, makes the danger of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court abundantly clear. It's a game changer. Should be. A president identified as an unindicted co-conspirator of a federal crime, an accusation made not by a political enemy but by the closest of his own confidants, is on the verge of making a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, a court that may someday soon determine the extent of the president's legal jeopardy. In my view, the Senate Judiciary Committee should immediately pause the consideration of the Kavanaugh nomination.
You know what? It's and when Kavanaugh said that a while back, that was a prelude to and a warning sign as to what was going on.
No, he just said this, Dave. He just said this. As he stated, he said while he was in his meeting with Kavanaugh, the news broke that Cohen had flipped.
But I remember Kavanaugh saying that when he was first.
Really?
When he was first put. Yeah, he said. He said that when he first came in, and then he's just reiterating that whole thing again, and it is all strategically purposed. You remember during the overrun, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, but I want to say this before we go into the commercial break. Celebrity figurehead Trump said something on the campaign trail. He said that if Hillary wins the election, you know it was rigged. And what they're saying that this whole election now was rigged but through the overall Russians. Significance of that. He said that then, and then what did he just say now? If I'm impeached, or basically if impeached, or if he has to go by way, I agree with Scotty that he's not going to let that happen. If he leaves on his own, they're going to make sure that's going to seize that opportunity to have the market crash and the global U.S. purging and disinvestment of the United States globally, purposely done. This is all right before us. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back, give us a call, 704-802-5056. When we come back, we got to take a look at something very important. What is the EU and Germany doing right now that will directly affect how you live here? You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Just before we left, Scotty played a bombshell from Schumer talking about Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh and how that will play into the overall, you know, moral jeopardy of the office of the president, celebrity figurehead office of the president. And as we talked about earlier, celebrity figurehead Trump, not only does he think that he's above the law, but he actually thinks, because of how he was raised and as Scotty talked about, what he's accustomed to, he's never ever been questioned into or actually disciplined for anything. So he has a mentality that he can do whatever he wants because of who he is, because he's not the president, but because he's Donald Trump, and he feels that he can do whatever he wants. And there is a demigod mentality that goes along with that, and that is all a part of the purge mentality. And so this is something that we all need to prepare for, because it is actually being conceptualized, and the conspiracy agenda is making its way prevalent to where we'll be able to see it in a more real way. But more importantly than that, we'll actually have to endure it. So something happened that was major the other day. Today is Thursday. It happened on Tuesday evening after we got off of Tando Radio, Tuesday afternoon, not evening. There was something that came out, and I want to read you this. Let me pull this up. Very critical article. Very, very critical article. And let me get into this, and then, but if you have any questions or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056. But after this, let me just make this point, and I would love to hear from you. It says this, and this came from Reuters, the business, on August the 21st, 2018. It says 2 days ago. Germany urges EU payment system without the United States to save the Iranian deal. See, to save the Iranian deal is just a play on words. That's not what the payment system is going to be all about. The payment system is all about the purging of the United States. Let's go through it.
Quick question, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
When they say that, are they talking about the SWIFT system, the by way that the United States is able to levy the sanctions, financial sanctions? So they want to set up an alternative system to that, so that the United States not a part of, and therefore you can't just freeze people's cash and what have you, or holdings. Is that what you mean?
They can't confiscate, they can't sanction, they can't be the first to be paid through the SWIFT system. That's exactly what you laid out, Scotty, is exactly what it is. It's because of the SWIFT system. Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's what this is all about. And very important that we know. And here's the key to the SWIFT system. The SWIFT system is the reason why you have the standard of living and quality of life here in the U.S. Because it is actually the overall payment teller are the overall transferring of the petrodollar and the overall reserve currency status of the world. The U.S. dollar had the reserve currency status and the petro status of the world. And by having that status, how it actually benefited you primarily, or one of the tools that it benefited the overall so-called American economy, is through the SWIFT system. They basically were the middleman for every transaction in the world, and no transaction would go through without through the organized crime network, that the U.S. being paid taxes first. And if they didn't like what was being done, they would cut you out financially so that you wouldn't have any economic standing in the world. You couldn't trade to buy oil. You couldn't trade to buy goods. You couldn't have any form of economic standing through their market and through their lucrative U.S. economy. Well, guess what? U.S. economy ain't so lucrative, ain't so influential, ain't so prevalent anymore. More importantly, ain't so necessary. And I know ain't a word, but if I got the message across to you, then that's what they told you. The communication was clear. You got what I'm saying. It ain't in existence, and you need to prepare for it. So what Scotty was saying is, yes, it's actually through the SWIFT system. This article is telling and critical. Let's take a look at it. Berlin, Reuters. Europe needs to set up a payment system independent of the United States. We stop right there. Game over. Europe is now admitting that they are no longer an ally of the U.S. They are actually an enemy of the United States now. And that's because the United States has done what to them? Subjugated and enslaved them, or that's the overall excuse that they're going to be using to do what? Break free and go in their own direction that best serves their economy. Now, I think that all of these governments are in one big fraternity, but here's are the plays that's being done. Europe needs to set up a payment system independent of the United States. If it wants to save the nuclear deal between Iran and the major powers that was abandoned by President, celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump, Germany's foreign minister, Maas said, here's the significance of that. See, the Iranian deal is significant because of this. Without the Iranian deal, Germany in the European Union does not get oil, does not get gas. The Nord Stream 2 deal is broken. They need energy. They need the resource. They need resources to control their people. Without the overall the great creator resources that they are being able to manipulate and to hoard, they won't be able to have influence over the people. They need the overall resource, because you use oil and gas to control countries, and then you use the resources to control the rest of the population. The article goes on. Let me scroll it down. That's why it is indispensable that we strengthen European autonomy by creating a payment channels that are independent of the United States, a European Monetary Fund, and an independent SWIFT system. Maas wrote in the German paper Business Daily, every day the deal is alive is better than the highly explosive crisis that would otherwise threaten the Middle East, he said. He added that in the article to be published on Wednesday. Move this down. The Belgian-based SWIFT global payment network that facilitates the bulk of the world's cross-border transaction shut out Iran in 2012 after the United States and the EU agreed to impose sanctions on the Islamic Republic over its nuclear activities. SWIFT is the overall system, the banking system that's out of Belgium. And if you know the history of the Belgians, you know why it's there. And it's actually one of the clearinghouses for the overall economic power of the United States. And the SWIFT system is the global payment system that everyone has to engage in any cross-border transactions, financial transaction. If you want to send cash from the United States to the continent or to to Europe, to England, to Australia, to China, or whatever, it has to go way of the SWIFT system. Not only you, but any banking transaction has to be that way as well. So it goes on. The 2015 agreement between Iran and the world power lifted international sanctions. In return, Iran agreed to restrict its nuclear activities, increasing the time it would need to produce an atomic bomb if it chooses to do so. It has long denied having any such intentions. Celebrity figurehead Trump withdrew the United States from the deal signed before he took office in May, calling the agreement deeply flawed and imposing new sanctions earlier this month. Let me stop there. Here's what the overall intentions of the Iranian nuclear deal was really. It wasn't really to sanction Iran. It was really directly a move to sanction Germany. Why sanction Germany? It was really a move to sanction Germany. Here's why it was really a move to sanction Germany. Because they've already established the overall bad guy through Iran, through terrorism and everything else. Same ploy, new face and everything else. But see, Iran is able and capable to give who? Germany independence from the overall natural gas that the U.S. provides for them. Because without that gas providing for the German economy, then Germany doesn't need the U.S. anymore. And it was really this. When Germany repatriated their gold from the United States, they became public enemy number one. And they immediately, regardless of who it is, they immediately went into action to attack them. Because here's the thing. The golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. So they were looking for a way into Germany, to attack Germany, to destabilize Germany. And guess what the overall link that they saw was available? Was the Iranian deal. So the Iranian deal, getting out of the Iranian deal, was an underhanded smack, not on Iran, but it was really a knockout punch for Germany. Now they could restrict Germany from getting oil and natural gas from the Nord Stream 2 deal and from Iran itself.
I have a question.
Now what
Dave.
Germany have to do? They would have to get the natural gas from the U.S. Go ahead, Scotty.
Did Venezuela repatriate their gold?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And we know what's happening in Venezuela right now, right?
Right.
So we know Gaddafi was talking about sovereignty for all of Africa. With the gold dinar. Mm-hmm.
The gold dinar. Right.
What happened to Libya? We know what happened to Libya. So there's a common denominator here. You want your gold back, then you know what? We gonna have to take you down because you making sovereign moves and we can't have that.
Yep. That's exactly it, Scotty. That's exactly it. And then this year, Turkey repatriated their gold, and 2 weeks ago, the U.S. started their overall economic attack campaign on Turkey. This was the overall. Remember when celebrity figurehead Obama was in office? That's when Germany repatriated their gold. They told them, no, it would take us 7 years to get it, and then all of a sudden, there was a convenient storm that went through the East Coast, went through Hurricane Sarah. Hurricane Sarah went through and knocked out, and they said, well, we can't give you your gold because it went through the lower Manhattan, flooded everything out. Well, it's supposed to be a vault, a safe. It's supposed to be waterproof. And then that was the excuse that they gave Germany. They said, we need to give you 7 years. Germany told them, no, you better not take 7 years. You better start getting our gold back. And so they had to take a massive campaign to get Germany's gold because the U.S. didn't have it anymore to get. So where did they get it from? They got it from the Ukraine. They destabilized the Ukraine, caused the overall Ukraine war by way of the Nazis. And then that stirred up Vladimir Putin because they took 33 tons of gold, Ukrainian gold, on the day of the overall coup in Ukraine. 33 tons of gold was taken from the Ukraine, and guess where it went? They gave it to Germany to appease Germany temporarily. Same thing with what Scotty talked about with Venezuela. When Chavez repatriated his gold, There was time for them to pay it. Guess what France and the U.S. did? Invaded Libya, stole the gold from Libya, and sent it to Venezuela. Collapsed Venezuela's economy. Venezuela had to then sell all of their gold back to them. It's a process. It's a complete process. So this is what this is really about, and this is really an attack on Germany. So let's pick this back up. And it says, article, going back to the article. Oops, let me just scroll this down. 1 second, sorry, you all. Your powers have been scrambling to ensure Iran gets enough economic benefit to pursue it, to persuade it to stay in the deal. This has proven difficult, with many European firms weary of far-reaching U.S. financial penalties. When they sanctioned Iran, they were sanctioning anyone else that did business with Iran. So if you're in Germany, guess what? You got to sever all your business with Iran because they're under sanctions. And what is Germany saying? No, we can't do that because we need oil from them. We're going to need the natural gas that's going to come through Syria and through Iran and through that overall area that we already got a deal with the Russians with in the Nord Stream 2 deal. We're going to need that. And the U.S. is saying, no, well, you can't do that because, yeah, I understand you need that, but we got them under sanctions, so you can't do business with them. And Germany say, yes, we can. Well, if you do business with them, we're going to sanction you. And here is where you go from currency wars to trade wars to shooting wars. So it goes on. Let me scroll this down. Iran urged Europe this week to speed up efforts to salvage the nuclear accord after French oil group Total formally pulled out of a major gas project. France is temporarily pulling out of things, but wherever Germany goes, France has to go. They'll be back. Trump's decision on Iran is to impose, let me see, move this down, of tariffs on the steel and aluminum imports from Europe. Your European Union has strained relationships between the United States and its European allies, which is commonly referred to as NATO. This is why there was a big fight. Look at some YouTube videos. Look at just some past Google when Trump was at war, not at war, was fighting with the NATO nations. When he went back, he told them, you're going to pay more. You're going to do this. He sat there like a little brat, like, listen, I'm not going to take this. This is what you're going to do. And they all were looking at him side eye. We did the show on it, and you can see that they were all conspiring together. Guess what? We realized that there's a little brat in front of us that is not politically astute to how we really do deals. So guess what? We're going to just smile in your face, but the deals have already been done that we're going to pull a rug out from you. And this is what figurehead Trump offers the system. So it goes on.
Hey, Dave, before you go on, Trump really is the embodiment of how the U.S. has always operated. He really is, man. And I was just, the other day, I was watching some video or I was reading something. And it was a time that Trump had went to Europe and they were taking a picture with all the, you know, different heads of states. And he shoved this one guy out the way. I mean, just shoved the dude, man. Like some kind
Macro,
of...
The French...
No, it wasn't the French dude. It wasn't
Macro,
Well, he must have done it more than once, because this was another guy. It wasn't Macron. I know who he is. It was another guy.
Oh, I know. Scotty, he did. I remember seeing that too.
He is really the embodiment, the big bully that the United States has been on the block for far too long.
Yes, so true. And like, see, that's what Trump was really, his real main reasoning for being in this whole thing. And I want to finish up this article because it's really, really important. Let me just get situated here. 1 second, you all. And then, because I want you, there was another article that I want to add to this really, really quickly in this. Okay, here it is. Good to go. Okay, so let me finish this out. It says, given the circumstances, it is of its strategic importance that we tell Washington clearly, we want to work together. but we will not allow you to hurt our interests without consulting us. The EU has vowed to counter Trump's renewed sanctions on Iran, including by means of a new law to shield European companies from punitive measures. Goes on. Another part of the article says this. That's more. Another part of the article that says this from Financial Times. It says this. The German finance minister said, it is vital for Europe to stick with the Iranian deal. No, I read that part already. Here it is. He said in an unspoken message, talking about the German finance minister, Europe no longer wants to be a vessel state to the United States monopoly over a global payment system, and we will now aggressively pursue its own SWIFT network that is not subservient to Washington's every whim. And it goes on to say, here's the very important part of it all. The German foreign minister article highlighted the depths of the dilemma facing European politicians as they struggle to keep the Iranian deal alive and coping with the fallout of U.S. sanctions imposed by Trump against companies doing business with Tehran. Because they can't, they have to do business with them. Massey also called for creating of a balanced partnership with the United States in which Europe filled the gaps left where the United States withdrew from the world. Basically, here's what they're saying, is that they're going to make sure that the United States withdraws from the world because the world's going to walk away from them, and they realize that they need to have the overall financial tools in place that will be able to fill in the gap of the void that's going to be left by the overall purging of the U.S. Europe must, and it says here, to fill the gap left where the United States withdrew from the world, Europe must, he said, form a counterweight when the United States crosses the red line. As the Financial Times adds, the EU has vowed to protect European businesses from punitive measures adopted by Washington, but that has failed to convince European companies who are more concerned about maintaining their access to the lucrative U.S. market than in the more modest opportunities presented by Iran. Last month, Washington rebuffed a high-level European plea for exemptions critical industries from the sanctions. Celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and celebrity figurehead Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, formally rejected an appeal for carving out in finances, energy, and health care made by ministries of here's the important part, made by ministries from Germany, France, the UK, and the EU. Swiss is also affected unless it wins an exemption from the sanctions. It will be required by the United States to cut off targeted Iranian banks from its network by early November or face possible countermeasures against its board members and the financial institutions that employ them. This could include assets frozen by U.S. Asset freezing and U.S. travel ban from individuals and on restrictions and banks' abilities to do business in the United States. The finance minister's stark warning against the United States' domination of global payment comes with relationship between Germany and the United States at their worst since state for decades. Mr. Trump has chastened Berlin over its large trade surplus and relatively low military spending in support of the Nord Stream 2, a new gas pipeline that will bring Russian gas directly to Germany. Meanwhile, Berlin has looked on in dismay as Trump has withdrew the United States from the Iranian deal and the Paris Climate Treaty imposed import tariffs on EU steel and aluminum and appears to be questioning Americans' commitment to NATO, meaning they're getting out of NATO. But here's the significant part of this. You go back when it says where Pompeo and Mnuchin had rejected a formal appeal from Germany, France, the UK, and the EU. Here's the significance of that. In World War II, it was Germany trying to protect themselves from the UK that forced them to go in to invade France and to then go into Russia. Germany was protecting themselves from Britain that forced them to invade France to take France's oil, then to go in to get oil from Russia. So they had to invade Russia because their intent was to do what? Go to war against the UK. In order for you to go to, and the UK knew that they had the buffers of Germany and Russia, so they stoked those flames so that made Germany go that route, and then they would be weakened by time they got to England. Common denominator in this whole thing is England. England is the one that's stoking the flames against everyone because they realize that it's time to bring down the U.S.
And they can't do it.
And they can't do it directly. They're going to use the same play that they did with Germany. This time they're going to use Germany as an ally instead of as an adversary with the Russians. This is why I posted that there was a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Merkel. What do you think their overall conversation was? So they want to make America great again, huh? They want to have the protectivism of America against who? Against us. They're aligning themselves, and this is going to cause such economic displacement. They are going to attack the U.S. economy by way of cyber, by way of market, and by way of cutting them out of deals. And it's going to force the U.S. and Israel into one option and one option only. They're going to have to go to war. And England, Germany, and Russia are going to make them go to war first with Iran. And they're going to get pillaged in that one, and they're going to get weakened all the way through. This is the overall how the system works in transferring the overall demise of one empire to bring up another. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on a conversation when we come back, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm sorry, Dave. Did you say go to break?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Give me just a second. Okay. Sorry about that. I was having a conversation.
No, you're good.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man, Keith, said, why you got to go to a station break for 10 seconds? He wanted us to keep going. I said, well, it's a regulatory thing so that they'll know who to blame for what was said. They know to blame me at Tando Radio. But listen, the opinions and comments made by me, the host of Tando Radio Show, is not always the opinion or is necessarily the opinion of Black Talk Radio Network. It's an independent, and that is always said in the beginning. So they just need to know who to blame there, Pastor Keith. So listen, we just covered a whole lot. And just before we open up the phone lines for any questions or comments, and very, very significant, there was actually a meeting. And there are a lot of meetings that's going on. And I posted it. It was from Anti-War, Reordering Power in Europe, the Putin-Merkel meeting. It's the one that I posted there. Very, very important because this puts everything together. celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin speaks perfect German. And every time him and Merkel meet, he speaks to Merkel in German. The reason why, the setup, they've already aligned themselves. Here's the, let me just read this real quick. During this past Saturday, 18th August, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a brief visit to Austria to attend the wedding of the country's Minister of Foreign Affairs. Per the Kremlin, the stop was of several hours in the Sarenian wine country, not far from the border with Slovenia, was purely private. On the road to Germany, for the state visit with Chancellor Angela Merkel, who to me looks just like she's probably the granddaughter or daughter of Hitler himself. If you look at Merkel, I'm not saying she is, but Merkel has some family resemblance to Adolf Hitler, in my opinion. Just, you know, underneath the nose, and you'll see she looked just like her daddy, starting like her daddy, or you know, she, there looks like some family resemblance there to me. But anyway, I digress. Starting later in the day, they were going to be meeting. Now, why do you think Putin and Merkel are meeting so much? Merkel actually went to go see Putin before she went to go see Trump in one of the visits that she went to first. If you notice, everyone before they go see the U.S., Kim Jong-un went to go see the Chinese and also consulted with the Russians before he met with celebrity figurehead Trump. Because why are they doing that? Because their ally is the first one that they go see. Then they go see the adversary and the enemy. It's all set up. And here's why this is significant. This purge is going to be, as celebrity figurehead Trump said, the market is going to crash. And when that market crashes, he said, a lot of people are going to be poor, very poor, because that's what gives them momentum and that's what gives them power. We have to protect ourselves from that. And what is going to actually be sacrificed is the debt of our addiction to currency. And this is going to be extremely painful, because the rest of the world is going to divest themselves of the U.S. debt in dollar. They're not going to forgive the debt in dollar. They're going to do a margin call. And that margin call is going to cause a market collapse for the common person's economy here. Basically, a margin call is this. They're going to call in their debt that the U.S. owes to them. Once one country does it, I believe it's going to be a one relatively significant economy. May not be the biggest one. It may not be China. It may be Germany. And that is going to be an act of war when they call in that debt, or any country that does it. So it's going to have to be a significant country. They're going to call in their debt. It may be surprising to everyone that it may be Belgium that does it. Maybe Belgium that does it, who has a significant, for its size of its economy, has a significant U.S. debt holding. And they would say they're one of the closest economic thugs that they use to uphold their overall economy. But see, one bad thing about among thieves, there's no honor among thieves. So Belgium knows where all the overall financial bodies are laden against the U.S., and they can see the writing on the wall. They're going to try to do what? Save their butt. I'm not saying that it possibly is going to be Belgium, but I wouldn't be surprised. But it will be a surprise nation. They'll call in, they'll do a margin call on their debt for the U.S. It may be Switzerland. They'll do a margin call on their debt, and that will cause the overall rest of the market it will be a market contagion, where now China will say, well, they're doing that, we have to do it to ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, there will be a run on the banks. The first one to the bank wins. The slowest one to the bank now picks up a gun, because there's nothing left at the bank, and they're going to realize that you stole my money. And when that happens, this is going to cause an economic crisis like never before here. Celebrity figurehead Trump was right. The market is going to crash, and it's going to make a lot of people very poor. And that overall standing of very poor is not the people that are already poor that are going to be poor. It's going to be the overall presumption of wealth that people think that they have in this country, that now they're going to be made poor. Uh-oh. And all of this that you're seeing, this theatrical drama and looting, is so crazy, what you're seeing right now. It's buffoonery that we're seeing right now within the overall political sphere. But why wouldn't we think that this buffoonery is normal behavior for these people? Because it is. It is. And it's setting up for the overall stage of the fall of an empire. And this is going to cause our overall families and our overall positions here, if unprepared, to possibly be put into a position where you will be depending on someone else.
Hey, Dave.
Grace to actually provide for you. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Did you pick up the caller that's unmuted on the board? I noticed you said you weren't on the board, but you have a caller out of Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta, yeah. Let's go to that caller. Caller, if you can unmute yourself, or Scotty, if you can unmute him, because
they're already unmuted. Forward.
Welcome. Okay, wait, welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Hello.
Yeah, this Raw about Atlanta. I just had a quick question. But first of all, did you say that Aunt Merkel looks like she got a toothbrush mustache? She needs a toothbrush mustache.
No, I said that Merkel looks like, if you just put that mustache on her, like Hitler, she looks just like him. I'm trying to say that there's some family resemblance that I think that she looks just, I wouldn't be surprised if she's not related to Hitler. I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying there's the family, there's a resemblance that she has to Hitler that's undeniable to me.
Right, right. But my question is, How does the LIBOR reset fall into with what you know, with them wanting to get away from the SWIFT system? Do you have an answer to that?
Yeah, definitely.
How did this all fall into place, especially with the LIBOR reset in 2020? But I don't think it is going to, you know, from the way things are going, it don't seem like it's going to be that long.
No, the LIBOR is very, very significant. The LIBOR, and for those of you, just look up the London Whale scandal. That is all involved in the LIBOR. And LIBOR is the overall, what is set forth by the City of London, that sets for the overall interest rate that you pay for your student loans, your cars, and everything else for the overall financial Western global hegemony, debt creation hegemony that the West has. So the LIBOR is going to be the LIBOR is signaling that the end of the overall American economy and the American dollar as we know it, because that is based off of what interest rate is charged to you. And the fraud and ubiquitous fraud that's been discovered within LIBOR is actually going to be one of the other reasons why the rest of the world is going to say we're going to have to divest ourselves of these organized crime significance that are in the financial market, aka out of the United States, that is benefiting certain sovereign states, and they're going to name those sovereign states that have been benefiting from it, and they're going to particularly focus on primarily two, the U.S. and Israel. And they're going to say that there was actually done in England, but England didn't have as much to do with it as all. They were victimized by the whole thing as well. And so that's going to be the overall propaganda. How true is that? Not whatsoever. And so LIBOR is extremely important to this whole thing. Just as the historical London fix is, all of that is going to be swiped away. China is going to ensure that that is done away. No more debt creation in exchange of debt for an asset. It's going to have to be collateralized. Everyone is going to have to be collateralized. So LIBOR is extremely important, and LIBOR is tied into this because that is the overall tool of interest from debt. So yeah, it all plays into it all. Did I answer your question, Rob?
Yeah, because you were saying that they need that fuel in the fire to be able to push, Swift, get off of the Swift system or whatnot. And yeah, that's what I was assuming, that LIBOR was going to be, that fuel to the fire that needs to be, help them transition and use it as a chess
piece. Yep, because LIBOR is how they exploit people, how they exploit countries, how they exploit institutions and people themselves. Everyone is subject to LIBOR. You just never knew it. Every time you pay interest on your credit card, student loan, mortgage, or anything else, that standard is set by LIBOR. And it's all filled with ubiquitous fraud from a consortium of criminal cabal that is actually pillaging the global population, you and I. So LIBOR is extremely important, and that is something you're going to hear about in the restructuring of things. There's a lot of people want to get out of LIBOR because there's a lot of people that want to get out the historical London fix because they realize that they don't want to be the ones holding the overall buck when the rest of the world says, now we're going to open up a criminal investigation not only against Donald Trump, but we're going to open up against the United States and all of his allies and all of his financial intertwinings, because now the dollar can't bribe quietness anymore. See, the thing with celebrity figurehead Trump was so significant, Cohen and the other dude and everybody else, see, the bribery wasn't able to keep them out of trouble anymore because they were trying to bribe with U.S. dollars. U.S. dollars you can't use that as a tool and an instrument of bribery anymore. It won't gain loyalty. It won't prevent people from flipping. And when that's all that you have, then they no longer want what you have. And now they're going to talk about how you got it. Major, major problem. So, hope that helped out, Rob. Great, great question as always.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dave.
Yes, sir. And it's very important, very, very important that we prepare for this. And how you prepare for this is you have to get into the great creator, God's money. Not in God we trust on the back of that paper bill. No, not that. You have to get into the great creator's real living money in all forms. If the great creator made it, you're going to need it, because all of everything that the great creator, God Almighty, made is actually to sustain life. Everything. So you're going to have to go to the money tree. You're going to have to. And I think that as we start to move towards this displacement, our people, particularly within our community, which they're already in a position of disadvantage, but the overall disenfranchisement is going to be even greater. Much, much greater. And it's going to be so unstable. But there's also going to be opportunities that come in this. There are going to be people that presumably have fake wealth, a facade of wealth. They're going to realize that what I have isn't going to save me. You don't want what I have. All you have is consumer goods. No, that's not. You can't collateralize. a hat. You can't collateralize a car. You can't collateralize the newest iPhone, the newest this, the newest that. You can't collateralize those things. And if you do collateralize those things, the overall impact of those things are so much smaller. When they're going to see what happens is that when you go through economic crisis, what the system does is it forces labor people to get paid nothing for creating things. So they're going to have a labor force that's going to make everything for pennies on the dollar, because labor is going to be so cheap.
Yeah, you're going to be working like them prison. You're going to be working like them prisoners that's on strike right now across the nation. You're going to be working for pennies on slave wages, real slave wages. Okay? Dave, you reminded me of something I read the other day about Mark Cuban. You know, he's on the Sharks, that a business show, Sharks investment show.
Yeah.
The owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And it was just a few days ago, I was reading an article and he was saying he was concerned about the markets and he was pulling out of the market. But what he was doing was he was converting it to cash. I was like, this dummy, he converting his stuff to cash instead of gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, he's supposed to be so smart. You don't, because they were saying he has huge cash holdings. Damn, I'm like, wow, he need to listen to Tando or something.
Yep, and he's going to be like Trump said. When the market crashes, some people are going to be poor, very poor. Because cash is what? A form of debt. And yeah, it's going to be a very, very difficult time for them, because this is why the U.S. is even ditching its cash. Executive Order 5404 says they're ditching that. They're not going to cash. They're not going to cash. So, well, okay, everyone. Just want to say thank you all for listening. I went a little long-winded, but we'll have a part two on this. And then, because I definitely want to hear some of your comments, and Pastor Keith, definitely, Pastor, I went too long on some things, but we got to get you in because it's very, very important. And I was talking to Pastor Keith, and I want him to just express some of the things that he sees, and it was something, it was pretty profound. It actually, I didn't think of this, and then when he said it to me, it kind of stopped me from moving. I was like, wow, right. And so we'll have that at sometime. I'll try to ask Pastor Keith to come back. You know, it's hard to get Pastor Keith. You know, he's a busy, busy man, and I greatly appreciate him. So, all right, everyone, got to get ready. Get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Food, water, precious metals, and all assets is what you're going to be needing. Go to Prosperity Mint. And then email info@ProsperityMint. Tell them that you listen to Tando Radio Show, and someone will reach out to you. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.